We're being joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady as the Panthers defeat Centerville 80-58. And, Coach, I knew you wanted to see some defense play tonight. But did that happen?
Yeah, we were not really locked in to start, I thought. And that continued a lot of the night. And so they hit shots, credit to them. They're a good basketball team on their home floor. I knew they'd come out and bring it. And I think they hit four threes in the first quarter. And so that kept them in the game for a while. And thankfully we've got some, you know, good offensive players that work really hard in their games, and we were able to score 80. Now that I'm looking up, I see it. But, yeah, to give up 58, not our best.
If, you know, on nights like this when the other team is hitting shots, and like you said, they hit some shots, but, you know, is it just better closeouts, better defense during the set? I mean, you know, what do you see?
There's a lot that goes into it, and we try to, you know, simplify as much as we can to kind of get what we want to accomplished. And so when we don't do those just basic things, rotations, switching, helping, rebounding, all that stuff, and just leaving guys open, we can let anybody play with us. And so we did that a little bit tonight, but I mean, our guys came out and did their thing offensively, and I thought there was some bright spots offensively for sure.
Let's talk about some of those bright spots. Landon Norris, 28 points. Lincoln Norris with 20. They had the hot hands, and I think they kind of knew a couple guys just weren't scoring tonight, so they probably need to pick up their scoring a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't think our percentage was very good either. I mean, when team goes zone, we figure out a way to get open looks, and you always feel like you should hit about 40% of them, which is kind of what we are in the season, and when you don't do that, it's pretty frustrating. But, you know, we just got to keep working, keep putting in time and practice, and try to keep getting better.
As you're going through the second round of the conference now, are you seeing teams do a little different things to you than you did the first time around?
Not tonight. I mean, we kind of knew what we were going to see coming in with 2-3 zone. And, I mean, they play that all the time, so that's what they're comfortable with. And shots just didn't really fall, but thankfully we were able to get some offensive rebounds and that type of a thing and still put the ball in the hoop enough.
Talking to Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady on KNIA KRLS. Not trying to get you to comment on the officials, but, a lot of fouls called on you. And you, I think a lot of people expect that because of your aggressive defense.
Yeah, and that's on us at the end of the day, 100%. I thought the officials did a great job. We just were a little bit sloppy and probably too aggressive for what we needed to be, and that kind of bit us a little bit for sure.
As you kind of had a normal week getting in the gym for practice, as you know, what kind of things do you center in on now as you kind of see the end of the regular season on the horizon?
Yeah, just trying to get better at what we're already good at and maximizing what each person does well and defining roles and trying to, you know, best maximize what we can do as a team.
Next week you got two teams that are pretty different from each other. Eddyville has struggled this year, Albia on Friday, Eddyville first on Tuesday. You know, how do you approach that game? Do you just go into it like you normally would, even though, you know, they don't score a lot of points?
Yeah, and they were about tied with us at the end of the first quarter down there, and so we know that, you know, I think they lost to Clark on a buzzer beater, and they've scored in the 70s a few times, and so every team is capable of hitting shots if we have breakdowns defensively and maybe not locked in as we need to be. So we're going to have to prepare just like any other game and really bring it if we want to keep getting better.
You've talked about you mentioned that term locked in several times. You know, do you see the guys maybe thinking, okay, we played this team before, you know, typical kids that'll think that? How do you get them to not think that and, you know, mentally lock in on everything, knowing that you know, every time out everybody's going to have their best game for you?
That's a great question. There's not probably a perfect way to do it, but just trying to get them focused with the end in sight. And what we want to accomplish long-term more than short-term, and just how consistency and doing things the right way every day will get us to that point that we want to be at the end of the season. So,
all right, we'll see you Tuesday.
Okay, thanks, Derek.
That's Joel Keady, Knoxville boys basketball coach. Panthers defeat Centerville on Friday by a score of 80-58. You're listening to KNIA KRLS.